In response to a Laotian request for assistance, the U.S. initiated covert operations to keep neutral Laos from falling into communist offensive across the Plain of Jars. The U.S. ambassador in Laos assumed control of all U.S. operations in northern Laos, including the CIA-operated Air America fleet, and approved all targets struck by U.S. forces. Barrel Roll was the code name for this area of operations. Water Pump. In 1964, the U.S. Air Force began providing aircraft and flight instruction to the Royal Laotian Air Force. Under the code name of Water Pump, U.S. Air Force Air Commandos in Thailand trained the Royal Laotian Air Force, Thai, and civilian Air America pilots to fly armed T-28 trainers and C-47 cargo aircraft in support of Laotian ground forces. Water Pump later expanded to include forward air control, armed reconnaissance, and close air support strikes by U.S. Air Force Air Commandos flying from Udorn Air Base in Thailand. Operation Barrel Roll. In the spring of 1964, Pathet Lao, Laotian communists, and North Vietnamese troops drove the Laotian forces from the Plain of Jars in northern Laos. At first, the U.S. Air Force only flew unarmed reconnaissance missions. As the situation grew worse, the U.S. Air Force began flying combat strike missions in northern Laos under the codename Barrel Roll. Strike aircraft used during Barrel Roll included F-100s, F-105s, and F-4s based in Thailand and South Vietnam. No U.S. Air Force jet combat aircraft were stationed in neutral Laos. When the dry season in the fall of 1965 made offensive ground operations in the Plain of Jars possible, the communists launched their largest offensive to date. Air power gradually slowed the Pathet Lao advance, and by August of 1966, a Royal Laotian counterattack advanced to within 45 miles of the North Vietnamese border. North Vietnamese responded by sending in more troops, and once again, the Laotians retreated. This remained the pattern for the next 2 years, with the ground situation changing back and forth with the season. The U.S. Air Force flew thousands of barrel roll missions, but poor weather at times caused the missions to be canceled. In 1970, fresh North Vietnamese troops advanced through northern Laos, and in February, U.S. Air Force B-52s bombed targets in northern Laos for the first time. Laotian reinforcements, along with the AC-47 gunships the U.S. Air Force had provided to the Royal Laotian Air Force, stopped the enemy. For the rest of the year, it remained a seesaw military campaign. Through 1972, the communists slowly occupied more territory in northern Laos with their superior numbers, but they failed to overwhelm government forces.